Well, Information for Foreigners is a play that was written in 1971 by Griselda Gambaro, and it's set in the 1970s Argentina, and it presents several examples of how authority can spin out of control in the search of total power. A topic that's very relevant today, says the director of a production of Information for Foreigners that will be at the Red Rocks Community College Lakewood campus this coming weekend. I spoke to the play's director, Maru Garcia.
So in the 1970s in Argentina, they had a dictator that started clashing the opposition. So everyone that was not with them, that disagreed with him, then they disappeared. So a lot of people started disappearing, intellectuals, students, people that advocated for human rights, to the point that there were some museums set up for museums, and then underneath the museum there were some basements used as torture houses. So And in Argentina, for example, many mothers still, every year they march because their children disappeared.
This play that's going to be performed at Red Rocks Community College is going to be interactive. So give our listeners a sense of exactly what that means.
Yes. So this, especially this presentation in particular, the audience travels through different scenes, watching the scenes in different order. So the audience is divided in four different groups, and they see all the play, but everyone in a different order. And that way they walk, and there are also some characters that are interacting with the audience, just so the audience can also feel what is happening. So you are not only a spectator, you're also a participant in this kind of aggressive way of doing things from the authorities. So it's a little bit of feeling the repression in their own self without, of course, attacking the audience or anything. But it's just this transformation, this traveling from scene to scene, that creates this environment of for the audience to feel it in real life.
What do you see as the relevance to what's happening politically today, either in other countries or right here in the US?
Absolutely. It happens all over the world, including the US. We don't see it because obviously the US were more protected and things tend to be more transparent in many ways. But it still happens. So there are still people in power that do not like other opinions, that they want to crush the opposition. In Africa, it's happening all over, that the people get disappeared, they torture. In Mexico, it happened 2 years ago. A group of teachers got taken and nobody knows where they are. They haven't found the bodies. They haven't found them. So this continues to happen all over the world. And this is a very important message. We cannot allow this to happen. We have to open our eyes. We have to see what is going on around us and be aware that this is still happening. As an artist, this is my way of saying to the audience or to the public in general, saying, look at this. This is something that we should not tolerate ever. Abuse of the authorities will never be okay in any situation, in any country. So it's really important. It's really relevant. It happens here, unfortunately. We just don't see it.
This play is so unusual because of the way the audience experiences it and goes on a tour. And I've read that puts the audience into a position where they're almost complicit with what's happening with the authority, with that particular character and dynamic. I mean, is this designed to get people to think about their own role in these kind of systems?
Yes, it is also designed to do that. So part of it is they are just observers. So when I am an observer, I don't dare to speak and I see all these things happening and I don't do anything. So part of it is the role of the observer. Part of it is the role of actually not being able to do anything about it. So you're not only an observer, you get disempowered to act. to do anything, because of course this is a play, but in the real situation, if you do something, probably you will be the next one who disappears. So in many ways, it's just a lack of empowerment, of having the tools to say something.
Maru Garcia is the director of Information for Foreigners, and that play will be performed at the theatre at Red Rocks Community College at the Lakewood campus, March 7th, 8th and 9th, and it all happens at 7 p.m.